same, eh? Same, eh? It's party in here. It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B. It's a party. 96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. Welcome to the Morning Power Hour. It's your host, I'm Just Chico, and my special co-host, Ms. Brown Sugar Bae. We gonna hit him with the horns. Hello, how are you doing today?
Baby, I'm good.
You good? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Listen, people.
I got my voice.
You got your voice?
Hello?
Yes, you have.
This is what I really sound like, guys.
Yes.
I don't sound like a little boy.
She finally has her voice. So today we have a very, very, very huge announcement.
It's big.
It's big. It's very big.
No, but the guy on TV used to say, it's huge.
It's huge. Listen, but we are... Stick to the end, and we will... I almost gave it away.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We're going to tell you what's going on, all right? So, with that being said, starting today, what we got going? What you got for us today? We got some things on the docket.
Yeah, we got that we're going to talk about.
Jinx, 10, 2, Infinity, and Beyond. And my favorite Bud Light, your voice, nigga.
We got some stuff to talk about, y'all. So this has been on my heart for a long time. This conversation has been on my heart for a long time.
What is it?
Okay.
Oh, God, here we go.
Y'all, we about to talk about the battle of the chicken sandwiches. Because we have yet to discuss who won the battle of the chicken sandwiches.
And you know what? You know what? I don't think they ever did.
No.
They never did. They never crowned the king.
No. No. And we're going to do that here today.
In 2024, they never crowned the queen. Hey, look.
Is it cisgendered or no?
Stop it.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and talk about chicken sandwiches.
Okay? Yes. Because
those have no gender. Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
You got hens.
Oh.
And chickens.
Well, would you look at that?
See?
So,
there we go. We're the only ones that,
that
don't
that
adhere.
Eat chicken.
Oh, my God.
So we gonna start off talking about the ones who really put it on the map.
Yes.
Which Popeyes.
One? Popeyes. Was that the first one to put it on the...
They weren't the very first ones, but they was the ones that
make it
put,
go crazy.
Put the war on the map. They the one that started the war.
They did.
Popeyes, they released their chicken sandwich August 12th, 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When?
August 12th, 2019.
Right before
that's
COVID?
Did y'all
Come
know
on
that?
Now. Oh, my God.
So, this is what they said about it. Mm-hmm. Popeye's release of its crispy chicken sandwich set off a huge social media-driven rivalry, particularly with Chick-fil-A, sparkling nationwide discussions and long lines at Popeye's locations.
Yeah, because Chick-fil-A, they was snapping back.
Yeah, and
they was clapping back. I remember.
They had the mac and cheese.
Yeah,
they came out with mac and cheese in response to Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Now, you never had you did you've had the chicken sandwich,
yeah.
But you didn't have the chicken sandwich when it first came out.
Yeah, I ain't never had I didn't have it when it first came out. Oh, almost lost it. I never had it when it first came out, and I haven't had it fresh.
So
I've always eaten it like the day after.
I will tell you this:
mm-hmm.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Was absolutely
it wasn't good.
Hey, man, listen, it wasn't worth getting shot. It wasn't worth
facts.
It wasn't worth standing in line for 2 hours.
What about the Sprite?
What Sprite?
Was it worth the Sprite?
The Sprite. It was Sprite.
Or what did I say?
See?
You know what I was thinking about?
What were you thinking about?
I was like, dang. I want some of that pineapple Sprite from Del Taco.
Oh, you talking about the thing that's
amazing.
Oh,
listen,
my God.
People, look. When you if you
have, I was trying to say the fighting, but I was thinking about
if the chicken sandwich wasn't worth then none of it.
All the fights they was none having, of it. All of the people
Somebody died over a chicken sandwich,
but
and it wasn't worth it.
The pineapple Sprite,
y'all. Listen, let me give the.
If y'all never, it, this ain't got nothing to do with chicken sandwiches.
It doesn't, but it's worth the mentions.
If you,
it is worth
dimensions.
Dementia. Come on now.
If you've never had pineapple Sprite,
mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're missing.
They make it at Del Taco.
Hopefully it's somewhere else because we need to find like a gallon, 2 liters, something.
I'm mad that Anand gave all this free promotion to these fast food restaurants.
Somebody at but you know what? Del Taco.
But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. We're here for it.
I'm adding all of them
for allowing us to make it through
COVID. Thank you, Popeyes, especially because we made it through COVID because of Popeyes. I'm telling you.
Yes. Okay,
so next on the list,
yes,
of course, like we mentioned, was Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A, they launched theirs in 1964.
Oh, wow.
But they became a part of the famous competition in 2019.
Okay.
So their chicken sandwich is...
They've been doing it.
Yeah, it's considered like the benchmark of chicken sandwiches.
Really?
Nothing but chicken, pickles, and bread. Nothing else.
That's it.
That's the benchmark of chicken sandwiches.
Sometimes you gotta kiss.
Yes.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay. So next on the list... Mm-hmm. That's a long ass laugh.
I know. I love it.
Wendy's.
Okay.
Red hair girl.
Yes.
Her nuclear.
What?
Her nuclear. It's the teeth, y'all. I told you.
She murdered that. What the hell?
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich debuted September of 2019.
That was the. Okay. I remember that.
So. Wendy's revamped its regular chicken sandwich because remember they just had the patties.
Yeah, they never
had like the real chicken.
Right.
Until the chicken sandwich war in 2019.
Okay.
So Wendy's is number three. Then you have Mickey D's. Oh, McDonald's.
Listen, McDonald's. I know you get a lot of flack for your fries that you can smoke like a cigarette. And baby, you get a lot of flack. Huh?
Come over, son.
I know.
You're in a cone. Get out the cone.
I can't help it. There we go. I'm trying to get everything. There we go. Oh, listen, guys. We're going to have a new setup after this. Okay?
Yeah. Y'all ready for it? That's why it's so dark in here. Because
Daddy just bought a desk.
Cool.
Daddy bought another desk. Let me cheers to myself. What the? Why you? See?
Because now.
She thinks she.
We have new positions.
Oh, my God.
That we can try in the office.
You trying to get a little.
Because it'll be a new setup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You trying to get some. There it is.
Andy's.
There it is.
Andy's.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mickey D's.
Mickey D's.
So they had the McChicken, the Spicy McChicken, and the McChicken Deluxe since 2020.
Okay.
That's when they joined in the competition.
But they've had a chicken sandwich since.
But they revamped it.
Oh,
they revamped it.
Okay,
again, they didn't have the chicken. They had the patties like Wendy's did.
Yeah.
So they changed it to the chicken.
It ain't really funny to say it twice.
Exactly. Two times.
Shout out to 2 Chainz, man.
Then came KFC.
Now, I ain't going to say nothing yet. Go ahead.
KFC released their chicken sandwich February of 2021. KFC launched a new chicken sandwich with a thicker filet. A brioche bun and mayo to take on Popeyes. What you got to say about the KFC chicken sandwich?
The KFC chicken sandwich.
Where does it rank on your list?
The KFC one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put up there. I would put KFC against Chick-fil-A. Yes.
Now,
absolutely.
I love me a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love me a spicy. I'm gonna have to. I haven't had KFC's chicken sandwich yet.
You got it.
Okay.
We gotta do it. We gotta do it. Okay. Definitely.
So then on the list you have Burger King. God.
Wait.
So they did the King June 2020.
Oh, yeah.
In the thick of COVID.
Yes.
June of 2020.
I remember now.
So Burger King introduced the Chick-King, a crispy chicken sandwich with a hand-breaded filet and several toppings.
Okay.
So what you think about the Burger King one? Because they got a spicy one, too.
It's down there.
Forgettable.
Really?
Forgettable. I can't remember it.
I can't remember it either.
Yeah, it's forgettable. So if I can't remember, you, you at the bottom of the list.
Okay.
Like a now lot I know of, we have lot of ex-girlfriends. I'm just saying. Shout out to all my exes.
In Texas.
In Texas.
H-Town shawty.
Anyway.
Yes.
Next on the list we have Jack in the Box. Now, I don't think we tasted Jack in the Box.
I haven't had Jack. They don't have Jack in the Box here, so.
No, they don't. And nowhere that we visited, apparently.
Yeah, so once we, they got them on the West Coast, so once we hit L.A., L.A. all daycare, we going to hit Jack in the Box.
So Jack and the Crack. Jack in the Box, they released their Cluck sandwich in 2020.
Oh, wow.
They added a crispy chicken sandwich to its menu to complete in the market, or to compete in the market.
Okay. Me.
So next on the list, we got Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. They entered into the chicken sandwich war in 2020.
Did they?
Yes. They Did introduced a premium hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwich in 2020.
That's, you know what? I just, talking about it now.
Everybody got the chicken
sandwich. Everybody got the chicken sandwiches. Now I know why there was a chicken shortage.
Exactly. Because we ain't done. So next on the list is Shake Shack.
Shake Shack?
Yes. So they started their chicken sandwich in 2015, but the chicken sandwich gained new attention during the chicken sandwich craze.
Oh my God. Wait, stop. Pause. Wait a minute. They cloned Tyrone.
Yep. It's in the chicken.
It's in the goddamn chicken.
Y'all, why did all of a sudden all the chicken sandwiches just.
Why was that a thing? Why was that a thing?
Because next on the list is Raising Cane's. That's why.
Who?
Raising Cane's. The one who got the chicken with no seasoning.
Ew.
Y'all like Raising Cane's? I ain't a fan.
I've never had it, but just the fact that you said they don't put seasoning on it.
No seasoning they don't on their chicken.
They don't put seasoning on their chicken?
They Raising Cane's. They got some sauce that you're supposed to dip it in, but I would take PDQ. You had PDQ before?
I haven't had PDQ in a while.
PDQ is busting. I'll take PDQ.
Pretty darn quick? Is that what it's supposed to stand for?
I don't know. It's been so many things that it was supposed to stand for.
Pretty.
Poultry, dairy, and.
What? Ew. Chicken and milk.
Next on the list.
I'm good.
Oh, that's Raising Cane's. So next on the list is. Ooh, give me some.
Let me go ahead.
Give me some.
Let me go ahead, because this is her favorite. This is her absolute
Zaxby's.
Favorite.
Zaxby's. You hear me? Zaxby's. You hear me? All
right.
So
okay.
Zaxby's released their chicken sandwich in 2020. Mm-hmm. They're known for their chicken fingers and wings, just in case y'all ain't ever had it. But they started in the war in 2020.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and they have been going ever since. They got a spicy, they got a regular, they got a deluxe, they got a bacon. Look.
Now the kicking chicken sandwich, that's not part of it. Okay. So, now I did have this signature.
What you think?
I would say
drummer.
I would put them. That's a tough because they was good.
Yes.
It was really good. So yes. I would okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to put them number three.
Okay.
I put them number three for now because I got Chick-fil-A number one.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they, it's just.
It's only right. They're the staple.
Come
right?
on. Everybody else patterned them.
Because I've been eating Chick-fil-A since I was in high school.
Yeah.
The little chicken and biscuits and chicken sandwiches.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even know they were around that long.
Man, Chick-fil-A has been around for a minute.
That's crazy because I just really started seeing them pop up in the past probably 10 years.
Are you serious? Yeah. They don't have them in Jacksonville?
No, they got them. I never really paid attention
to them. So y'all didn't get chicken sandwiches in your high school from Chick-fil-A? Or Martin's?
Ma'am.
What?
When did I graduate? I graduated last century.
As did I. So what are you talking about? Right.
No, you graduated this century, ma'am. Thank you kindly.
Okay, but you still graduated not
late
long,
1900s.
But Chick-fil-A was still around.
Oh, you're
so
right,
what are you talking about?
You're right. Never mind.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
All right. So okay.
We know you old.
Yeah. No, now I'll say this. I don't think they had them in Stark, Florida.
Okay.
I can't remember a Chick-fil-A. I remember Hardee's. I remember.
Oh yeah, because you went to high school in Stark.
I went to high school in the country.
They didn't have no Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Okay. So my school was right next to a Chick-fil-A and a store named Martin's.
Okay.
So we had Chick-fil-A biscuits for $2 and Martin's biscuits for $2. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I say that was clutch in the mornings before you go to first period. Oh my God.
I remember seeing them in the mall now.
Chick-fil-A's?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They used to be next to like a Sbarro or something.
Oh,
like
the pizza place. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all know Big Back know where all the food places at, okay? I'm Big Back.
All right. So yeah. Wait, real quick. Just so it's Chick-fil-A number one. Mm-hmm. KFC number two and Zaxby's number three. There we go.
So next on the list, because the list is still going.
Jesus Christ.
He got Bojangles. Now, y'all know.
Bojangles had a chicken sandwich?
Bojangles, yes. Bojangles.
Are you serious?
In 2020 during COVID.
No!
During COVID.
What? Are you...
It says Bojangles,
I love Bojangles.
Bojangles launched a new chicken sandwich featuring its signature seasoning in response to the Popeyes chicken war. Y'all.
What?
Bojangles.
Hold up, bro. Hold on.
Put a little dirty rice on the side with some Bo-berry biscuits.
Do they still have it?
Yes. It's on the menu now.
So next time we go to Jacksonville.
Yeah, because they don't have Bojangles out here, y'all.
They don't have a Bojangles in Orlando,
can y'all believe? It's one in Orlando. It's just way out there, yeah.
Oh, hell. It's just way We out need there. Another one in Orlando, Florida, please. So anybody listening, anybody watching,
at
Bojangles,
please.
And you could at DTO, downtown Orlando.
Yes.
And tell them we need a Bojangles.
We don't need another car wash.
I'm good on car washes. Okay.
We don't go outside enough for car washes. Exactly. We don't need no car wash. Bojangles, please.
They scammed me out of $40. Mm. Listen. Mm. They got me out of $40. They said, hey, man, you're going to bring your truck up here, and then $40 a month, you can wash your truck as much as you want. I stay in the damn house. I don't go nowhere. I just be chilling. I be minding my business. I go out to get some food.
He lying. Because his truck was dirty, y'all.
It was.
Because we went to a couple. Let's not forget.
Well, no, I mean, we be outside, but like.
We went to a couple of.
Juves.
And he had some.
Paint on the. I know. That's my fault. I'm just saying like when.
But it's still a scam.
It is.
Because why are we paying for that?
Why are we paying?
$40.
Yeah. Not anymore, though. Not anymore. Yeah, because when I went up there, I was like, why is everything?
You put your foot down.
No, everything was new. Everything was new. I said, hey, man.
Oh, yeah, they got bought
out. He was like, yeah, here, you want to sign up? I was like, I already did. But is this the same place? Nope. We've been here 2 months. I said, oh, okay.
It's hard out here. The other place wasn't even here long enough for us to use the car wash that we was paying for.
I think I went to the car wash like 3 times.
If even that.
If that. They got me for how it was $40 a month for
$40
like,
a month for what, a year?
Bruh. Listen, look, I felt like $40.
Y'all, it's so bad. They be getting over on us, y'all. But anyway,
back to the chicken sandwiches.
So next on the list.
Oh my God.
We got Whataburger.
Whataburger.
They came out with their signature sandwich in 2020. It was not new in 2020. That's when it gained attention in 2020. They've been had a chicken sandwich. Nobody knew.
Really?
Unless you went to Whataburger all the time, nobody knew. That's when it gained its attention.
Oh, wow. First time I ever heard the name
Whataburger.
Whataburger. I was in the military and... I guess it's really big in Alabama. So my daughter's mother is from Alabama. And she took me to Alabama to go see her family or whatever. And she was like, oh, we're going to go get a Whataburger.
So what the? And they
the fuck is a Whataburger?
It's so deep in Bama.
Bro, I swear to God. I said, what is a Whataburger? She said, no, it's a Whataburger. I said, what is a water burger?
Hard E-R. Hard E-R.
She said, no, it's what a burger. That's the name of the place. I said, why are you saying water burger? She said, that's what it's called. No. What is it? You gotta say it.
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
That's how it's spelled. So
she from Alabama.
Moving right along.
Whataburger.
Culver's, the place that I love, but my stomach does not agree with it.
Is that the place that it's blue? It's got a blue and white sign.
It's Wisconsin. Wisconsin. They got the cheese curds.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've never had them, so I'm like, say, ooh, what's it?
I've had them, and it's.
Why is you rubbing your stomach?
Because Culver's is so good, but my stomach be like,
that's so sad. That's sad. That's so sad.
But at least I know.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a chicken sandwich.
How many is this?
Was in 2020
That's what, number 7, 8, 12,
that's number 15? 14.
Jesus Christ.
And the list goes on. Guess who came out with a chicken sandwich next?
Who?
Taco Bell came out with a chicken sandwich taco
mouth.
In 2021. No, I am not playing, people. Look it up.
A what?
A chicken sandwich taco in 2021.
Chicken sandwich. Hold on. I'm about to look this up.
Look it up.
Hold on. Chicken sandwich taco.
Don't worry. I'm putting it on the screen for y'all.
Chicken sandwich taco?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Stop it. It's... The Great Crispy Chicken Sandwich.
Yeah.
August 26, 2021.
I told you. I told you.
Bruh.
So,
what is this? What
Taco
is this?
Bell had a chicken sandwich, y'all.
Is that a goddamn jalapeno?
Yep.
Listen, y'all, they put a jalapeno.
Just one.
Just one jalapeno in a pita wrap. With a chicken strip.
And some special sauce.
I don't even like saying special sauce no more.
What kind of sauce does Taco Bell have other than taco sauce? So what are you putting on my chicken sandwich, Taco
that thousand,
Bell?
The same Thousand Island sauce that
the
they
Smash
put.
Burger sauce? The Big Mac Smash Burger sauce?
Speaking of Smash
No,
burgers,
baby, chicken sandwich, chicken sandwich.
Chicken, listen, look, don't get me on the rant about the goddamn.
We'll do those next. The smash burgers, because that's the next big hit.
Whoever you ordered that food from, they pissed me off. I'm sorry. They didn't put nothing on the sandwich but meat and bread.
The struggle is real. Like, are you vegetarians? I'm sorry. Because y'all are hating us right now.
COVID got us to the point where
it's
we don't. It got us to
they
the
got
point.
Vegan hot buffalo.
No.
Cauliflower wings. And some
no,
shit.
Man. No. Lab grown meat. Poop meat. Good.
So, guess who's next?
Who's next on the list?
Sonic.
Sonic got a chicken sandwich.
Sonic got a chicken sandwich. No. And guess when it came out?
When?
2020.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
Sonic
yeah.
came out with their signature. Yeah, yeah. It's called the Chicken Slinger.
We're not in reality no more. Hey, listen, y'all. We all gone, right? We are all gone.
If you don't believe me, guys, I will put the link. I will put the link
COVID
in
hit
the comments.
And the world was gone.
So you can look this up. We not making this up.
It's
okay?
CERN. It's the Large Hadron Collider out there in Switzerland. It's their fault, okay? It's the LHC in Switzerland. They smashed the particle and then threw our asses into a whole nother reality.
We are in From. If you don't watch From, watch it. Because that's our life, okay?
We're in the chicken purgatory.
Yo, we in chicken purgatory. I don't know what to do.
Wait.
But we got some good options.
So much chicken.
We got good options. Because next on the list is one of my favorites.
Okay.
We have the meats.
Not No.
Mm-mm. Guess when?
I know you're not talking
about.
I
bet you can't guess
what
year.
You're not talking about Arby's.
I bet you can't guess what year.
2020.
Yep.
Shut your ass.
Arby's came out with their signature chicken sandwich in
what?
2020.
The roast beef people.
It says Arby's, primarily known for roast beef, entered the chicken sandwich chat.
The taco place is known for tacos. They got hamburgers now. Oh, shit.
What y'all be doing? Arby's said what?
This is the end times. Y'all didn't read the bit. Y'all should have read the Bible. Y'all should have read the Bible about the end times and the chicken.
Guess what? Guess who else got one?
No.
Y'all remember we was talking about some pineapple Sprite earlier?
Del Taco got a chicken sandwich?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Stop.
And guess when it came out?
2020.
Yep. Crispy chicken crispy chicken taco in 2020. Y'all, we is not playing about this. We will put the link for real.
Bruh,
we are not making this up. Okay.
I'm over.
Guess who else? This one gonna blow your mind.
Who?
This one gonna blow your mind.
Stop it.
Panda Express.
Oh my God. I'm over.
Guess when?
2020.
Yep.
Why do they have sandwiches?
It says Panda Express, typically known for Chinese food, joined the chicken sandwich
trend with a
fried chicken sandwich. Y'all, this is real life.
Wait.
And we ain't done.
The Chinese chicken sandwich where they tried to blame COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They came out with a chicken sandwich in 2020. Guess who else?
It fly, but it ain't no chicken.
Okay, this place is not unheard of. Okay, churches.
Churches chicken.
Churches.
We've
been eating churches for a long time.
I haven't had churches in a while.
Well, guess what?
They got a chicken
sandwich. They changed their name.
Oh, shit.
Their name is Church's Texas Chicken.
What?
And they came out with their classic chicken sandwich in 2020.
God damn it.
If y'all think I'm playing, it's right here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, 2020. Okay. Guess who's next on the list? Checkers and rallies.
Now, you know what? Okay, now, I'll say I've always gotten a chicken sandwich from.
But have you gotten the Mother Cruncher?
The
Mother Cruncher chicken sandwich released in
2020.
Yep.
No.
So, it says here, Checkers and Rallies introduced a bold, crispy chicken sandwich to attract attention in the crowded market. We ain't done.
Oh, my God. What else?
Rick Ross said,
lemon pepper stepper.
Rick Ross said, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Wingstop. And guess what? He did one even better.
Huh?
He dipped them in the same sauce as you like
your
wings.
Shut your ass.
In.
Dipped the chicken sandwich in the wing sauce. I'm hitting all the buttons. Hey. Grit walking that thing. Oh, my God.
And we ain't done.
What?
El Pollo Loco.
No. Not El Pollo Loco.
They released a chicken sandwich in 2021. They're known for flame grilled chicken.
They serve their food in nobody knows, El Pollo Loco has been the same forever.
Yes.
It's a styrofoam plate. You get a quarter leg chicken. You get rice. You get beans. And I think they put corn in there.
Yep.
And they give you like a slice of bread.
An avocado or something.
And then they hand it and they say, have a good day. And then you go sit your ass down somewhere and eat your food in your car.
Yeah.
All right.
For lunch.
For lunch.
If you work at the mall, that's what you eat.
Yeah. What?
And they introduce its own version to compete.
So they got the Mexican chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right.
Then you got, I've never heard of this place, but Crispy Town.
Crispy, never heard of it.
Yeah, me either. But they released their crispy chicken sandwich in 2021.
As you guys know, the ranking system is out the window I'm not going down that road to eat that many chicken sandwiches, okay?
Well, that was the last one, baby. So
let's give them the Jesus.
The COVID chicken.
Right.
So you guys know now.
Yahoo! Yahusha, I'm a llama ding dong.
Listen, it's a lot, y'all.
Wow.
It's a lot out here. It's a lot out there.
That's a lot of
if you don't know about your chicken, you better do your research, okay? Because we're in chicken purgatory. Choose a side.
Choose a side. I'm sticking with the Jesus chicken. Listen, okay.
Churches. We need to try churches.
Chick-fil-A is the Jesus chicken. Church's chicken is the house of the Lord chicken.
Won't he do it?
Okay. So we need to try
that chicken sandwich.
We're gonna try God's chicken.
Yeah,
we gonna
God's try chicken Jesus and chicken. Jesus chicken. We're gonna let y'all know which one tastes better, okay? Y'all, don't cancel us, okay?
Whoo, man.
But y'all let us know which ones y'all like in the comments.
Yes, please.
Let us know what y'all think about it all coming out in 2020.
Is it a conspiracy? Was that the distraction? Was that one of the many distractions that they had to get us? Maybe that was the distraction right before the elections. Oh.
And on that note, guys, we will see you next time. Oh, we got to give you guys the good news.
Oh, yes, yes, the good news, the good news.
Don't forget, put your chicken sandwich rankings in the comments.
Yes, we need that.
We need to know which ones y'all like.
The new news, the exciting news, we will be rebranding. We are going from the Morning Power Hour to the No Filter Podcast. Okay.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. There we go. Yes, yes. Hey, listen, I'm gonna take a page out of my boss's book. Mm-hmm. Hey, ain't nothing changed but the name. Shout out to the twins, man.
Y'all still gonna get good laughs.
Yes.
Y'all still gonna get good entertainment.
Yes.
And we need some guest speakers to come and holler at us.
I'm gonna be reaching out to y'all, man. I want people's opinions on things, because
y'all ain't tired of hearing my voice? Y'all don't want to hear nobody else? Come on now.
There we go. All right. So
we will definitely be back, guys, on another episode of
No Filter Podcast.
Bing bang.
Bing bang. All right, y'all. We'll catch you later. That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12, right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.